So we're live, I think. I have no idea. So I just thought I'd use this as an opportunity to catch everyone up on what's actually been going on. What is Totoka Media? Why did I start the new company? What's gone wrong so you can learn from my mistakes? And the reason I'm doing this right now is a test as well, because fundamentally, I'm going to interview a podcast guest. So I'll be like, oh, hey, Barry. And then I switch the camera and I switch back and I'll multitask while reading the chat while talking to them. And I'll be like, so what do you think of recent allegations about you eating everyone's food out of the fridge? Anyways, it's a little awkward, your first live, my first live anyways. But I just want to tell you the journey that it's gone on. So about a few months ago, I came to the realization that, you know, it's time to start stage three of a plan. So fundamentally, my goal in life is to give everyone the opportunity to live a fulfilling life. I say opportunity because some people, no matter how much you want to help, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make them drink. So the plan was, initially I was going to do sales to learn how to feel comfortable with people, because I was really scared of talking to people, just like I'm scared to do this stupid fucking live. And I needed to face that fear, because I realized that people, it's not so much what you say, but more who you are that says it. So I needed to be someone that someone would be open to listening to. I need to be able to relay information in a way that would lead to a positive change in their life. So I did commission-only sales and management for years and years and years and years. And when I asked people, I spent a few thousand hours with people over the age of 65 and asked them what's important about life and why, because I was selling them a product. And they said the same three things. They said connection, purpose, and independence. But the interesting thing about independence was they were worried about being a burden. So it was financial and health. So having the independence to make the choices that you want, as well as the independence to be able to do the things you want. So money and health. But I didn't know anything about money. So I was selling insurance at the time, and I was like, okay, I'm cold calling people, selling them fuel insurance. This isn't my calling. It was just something that I'm going to do for a period of time. And I was like, well, why don't I start running events, and then I could build a relationship with experts in money so that I can understand it, so it can go towards my vision. So I managed to get people to come. It was called Meaningful Money Making, and we had like 80 people registered. I think 50 turned up. And it was a few days before the event, and I'm like, shit, I don't have any speakers. My friend's like, well, why, you know, you used to go door to door, you used to go to businesses, you've done cold calling. Why don't you just walk into a business, see what happens? I'm like, okay, let's do that. So I walked into a few. The first one, they said, oh, we can't do it. We're not that type of advisor. We can't give individual advice. That was back in the old days. So there used to be something called class advice. Class advice is you just say a person's like a certain group of people. And if that certain group of people were to do this, this is what I would recommend. But I'm not giving you advice. I'm just saying, because you're 42, that's like someone else that's 42, that's what they would do. So it was called class advice. That's recently changed. So then I door knock another one, and the lady's like, oh, he's not here. I'm like, fuck. And this is like a few days outside of the event. And then I walk into an office, the third office, and the receptionist says, oh, well, we help retirement clients. Like, you're helping millennials. Like, there's no point. Like, they won't actually even want to speak, but you can wait here if you want. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'll wait here. I got nothing to do. All hope is lost. And I start talking to him, and his name's Greg Moore. And he's like, yeah, all right, I'll do some talks. And he turns up, does his talk, and he says, life's too short not to enjoy good wine in the speech. So I was like, okay, I got to thank this guy in some way. So I get a bottle of wine, and I send it to his office, and I say, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, have you ever thought about working in this industry? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, how about I pay for your studies, and you work with me, and then we'll go from there. So essentially, I started working with him as an advisor, and, you know, I had no idea anything about financial advice. And then halfway through my studies, I wrote a book in 17 days so people can learn what I learned, because I was like, well, everyone should know this, but why does it have to be complicated? So I wrote a book called Dirty Secrets of the Financial Elite. And then over a few years, I grew up my funds under management. But then, you know, I realized finance isn't my calling, but it is an important part of helping people live fulfilling lives. So I still want it as a part of what I do. I just don't want to be the person that does it. So I still have clients and I still have a duty of care to them. So I'll still look after them. But essentially, I was like, fuck, okay, it's time now. And it's time to do stage three, which is how can I create content and scale that can make a meaningful difference to people's lives? And that's where I thought of Totalk Media. So the reason I thought of the name is because I did some videos a little while ago. The podcast listeners might know, maybe not people listening live, where I talked about how to find your purpose. And a few people reached out and one of them actually decided that they were going to pay me to help them find purpose in their life. And I was like, wow. So actually this dream's possible. People will actually pay me to help them live fulfilling lives. Now, obviously I didn't have a product. I didn't have an offering. I had a basic fundamental understanding on how to communicate in a way that will help people express emotions, but I didn't really have a framework. And they would call our meetings Totoko, which in Maori means support. And I envision I'm going to get a lot of crap for that name, cultural appropriation and all that. Maybe I will change it in the future. I don't know. But there's something really beautiful about that word and the sentimental value in terms of my first ever client called our meetings Totoko. Because then you could have money Totoko, you could have Totoko Media, you could have all these different facets that all link into the one name, which is about supporting people. Because the whole thing is, if I'm going to give everyone the opportunity to live a fulfilling life, it can't bottleneck on me. I actually have to support other people to help deliver on that vision. So I decided, okay, Totoko Media, I'm still going to start. Does that mean I have to go out on my own and start my own financial advice provider license? That anyone that's listening is quite the nightmare and complicated. And I looked into it, and with my funds under management, I would have been either breaking even or losing money, and I would have been doing a disservice to my clients. So I told Greg, like, look, I want to start this marketing company. He's like, well, why don't you just stay here, work within the office, and we'll just do a revenue share model. So essentially that provides me about, give or take, I think like $2,000 a month. Maybe between $1,000 and $2,000 a month. So not enough to build a business on and maybe just enough to live on, depending on how the tax works out. So that's what I got. And then I was like, oh, well, I don't have money to start a business, but I'm going to need gear and I'm going to need a little backup in case something goes wrong. So I tried to get a loan and they denied it. And then eventually I had to get a personal loan. So I got a personal loan for $20,000 at 7% interest or something. And I said, do I have to can I just pay the minimum over 7 years? And like, yeah. So essentially I pay like $300 a month and then I just got $20,000 that I live off in conjunction with the money that I'm getting from and the revenue share. And then I was like, okay, well, what is actually my offering? Like, I know I want to build a team that has the ability to reach a large audience. So like, how am I actually going to monetize this? How am I going to, you know, find a client? And I had no idea. And I had a particular talent in terms of creating content at scale and also how to grow a podcast and make it successful and also how to sell. Like, I feel confident I can train anyone that believes in their product how to sell, because that's what I used to do, commission only sales and management. So it's like, okay, I got that. I understand selling. I understand how to grow a podcast and I understand how to clip that in a way that garners attention that could generate revenue for a company. So I started thinking, okay, how do I combine those things while making money, while building a team? So I came up with the idea initially to interview 4 podcast guests a week, do 14 videos a week for the client. And that way I just figured, even if I fail on everything, if I'm just putting them in front of 4 dream clients every week, they're going to close one of them. So that was the model I started with. I didn't realize how unscalable that is and how impossible it is to deliver on that because of how many videos I had to make and how many people I had to book every week while doing my own podcast and my own things and being an advisor. So that was complicated. And then I started thinking, who could I target? Well, I thought, you know, I come from the professional service industry and I know that, you know, if say you had a hot dog stand, it's a lot easier instead of worrying about marketing, instead of trying to get the perfect hot dog, instead of trying to find the perfect location, just try and find a starving crowd. And I know professional services believe marketing doesn't work because fundamentally they're selling themselves, they're the product. So how do you promote yourself without having an interaction with someone? So I started thinking, well, podcasts is an incredible way because I've met some amazing people that support me just because there's a certain level of they feel indebted or a reciprocation bias when they come on the podcast. So I was like, okay, well, professional services is the go, but I find a lot of them boring, like commercial law, like do I want to do recruitment, like IT. So I thought management consultant. So I called someone that I knew and I was like, you know, I'm gonna do this thing for management consultants. Do you think they want it? And they're like, maybe. And I was like, tell me a little bit more about like management consultants, how they work. Oh, well, usually one man bands, they can't scale. And then the person I was talking to, they're like, well, why don't you have me as a client? I was like, fucking, all right, well, I don't have you as a client. And because I didn't believe in myself, I did a commission only thing. Cause at least that way I knew if it was just 100% commission and I just delivered on the outcomes that I said, then that's a win for both of us. And there's not a cap because I watched this video, this guy, social media agency owner, his name's Iman, you might know him, he's quite famous on YouTube. And he was saying people don't want to pay a few $1,000s a month. Like if it gets over 10, they start worrying. So if you do like a commission arrangement where you have a low ongoing cost, but a commission share, it aligns your values and people are more comfortable with it. So I was like, okay, well, I don't believe in myself yet. So why don't I do commission only selling? And that way I just deliver on what I say I'm going to do. And then we have a revenue share and there's a huge upside with that. Problem I didn't realize was how to make 14 videos, do all the podcasts and source for guests. Because normally when I would call a person to come on my podcast, 90% of them would say yes. And with this new client, I was targeting people that weren't actually going to benefit from a business podcast and they have a business podcast. So they kept saying no. I made like 90 calls and 2% said yes. So I was like stuck in my head. I was like, oh, fuck. I'm not delivering what I said I could. I'm working every day, you know, 12-hour days just to deliver on what I said. Something's going to give and I'm going to run out of money in 4 months if I don't close some sales for them. So I had a tough conversation. I said, look, I haven't delivered on what I said I had, said I would. This is what I think I can deliver on. Is there a change that we can make? And then they also were aware that I had, you know, money concerns because I had a personal loan I was going to run out at some point. So they kindly offered recurring revenue, their idea. And then the other thing happened is they knew someone that would solve my issue because fundamentally, I believe you should make anywhere between 2 to 4, ideally 4 pieces of content a day. You share that on 5 platforms. So that's 20 pieces of content a day. On the platforms with the underpriced attention, which is Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, and LinkedIn, and TikTok, you share on there, good things are going to happen. Even if you've got the worst conversion event ever, like that happened with me, the TikTok and the podcast, is that I had $80 marketing budget a month. I had horrible conversion, like I didn't know what I was doing, but the phone still rang because I just made an ungodly amount of content. And if enough people see it, they find a way. So I thought, okay, if I make a whole lot of content for them, that's good. But then how could I deliver on that? So I scaled it back to 4 podcast guests a month and I can deliver on that. Essentially, they tell me who they want to meet in terms of prospects and I book them. I put them in front of the prospects. And the benefit of that is you're interviewing your prospects, you're building a relationship. They're going to share that content with their network. So it's a referral, a willing referral. And then you might actually turn them into a client just after the session because naturally, after giving them something through the whole podcast, they start asking it then, oh, so what is it that you do? And then they listen to the podcast prior before they actually come on the guest. And then also you can turn that 1 hour of your time into 12 clips. And let's say 4 hours of your time a month, you can turn that into 60 clips. Because you got the 4 videos, the 56. I don't think my math was perfect on that, but essentially that's the offering now is we just handle all their marketing and content strategy. I put them in front of their dream prospects because I know how to do that. I just didn't know how to do it to the scale that I was offering for the first client. And then I found out about something called ClickFunnels 2.0, which is a whole system that's designed in terms of converting people with a back-end email sequence as well as analytics and everything I need to actually build a website from scratch. So the plan now is you set up the podcast, you call it something that will appeal to their dream client. I invite them on either through an existing relationship or a new relationship. And because the credibility is in the name and in the content, they come on. And then you're pumping out the content, and then you realize there's top performing content because there's been a change in the ad network lately. So social media ads, you used to just try and have to guess what's going to do well. And it was really quite hard because a lot of social media agencies struggle because to create the creative because they don't have access to content because their clients are busy. They're not going to sit down in front of a camera. The good thing about this model is because you're recording a podcast and posting 60 pieces of content a month, you find the top performing creative, so you're not speculating, and then you take that top performing creative and then you put it in an ad campaign that goes to ClickFunnels 2.0, which is the website with the back-end conversion, and then you also create a video series before every podcast guest meets you. So someone's coming to meet you. You've created what's called the soap opera sequence. It's from ClickFunnels. It's basically a way to frame a story that will lead to someone wanting to buy from you. So you record that with the client, video series. You're like, boom, do the video series. Then that is going to prime the person before they come on the podcast, because if you can solve a person's problem, I mean, that's money. Like, and if I can help facilitate that with someone that's credible, that's a good thing. Now, they meet them, maybe they sell to them, maybe they don't. And I put them in front of 48 of their dream clients a year. It's a good thing it's going to happen. But they need to be high ticket clients, because otherwise, you know, that's not a very good model. If you're just trying to sell chips, you know, you're trying to pay me while trying to sell chips for $2 to each person. It doesn't make sense. So it needs to be high ticket professional services, because one, they're starving, and two, they have that high potential upside. And then, so they sit in, we clip it, we find the best performing creative, we direct that to the website, and that turns into leads. So not only are they closing the person in front of them potentially, not only is that person sharing it with the network, but we're not speculating on ad spend. We're actually using creative that's already been shown to work. So I finally got the model in order, and I needed to free myself up because I'm not a great video editor and I don't like doing it. So we partnered with another media company that has their own podcast studio, has someone sitting down there with them, doing through like handling everything, doing all the editing, having four different camera angles because it's hard. You don't want to sit here like me switching between cameras. So all that's solved. And so now I finally, and then when I would explain it to people are like, oh, that doesn't make sense. I'm so confused. Why would that work? I don't get it. Well, I mean, I've done 300 episodes now. I've met maybe 100 podcast guests. That's not the question. The question is, are you brave enough to try it because it's new to the market? But anyways, so that's where I was. And then I realized, okay, when I explained it, it's shit. So I spent some time trying to build an offering, so it started making more sense. I read a book called $100 Million Offers. I read it in a day and I was like, wow, that's amazing. Let's execute on that. So I prepared an offering that appeals to people, that makes sense and has a guarantee. Because you think about what is a person's concern when they buy, or they think about what's at risk. You know, if I start paying Ryan to do my marketing and it doesn't work, well, that's a lot of risk for my business. So I thought, I'm very confident in what I do. I know that it'll deliver. So why don't I provide a guarantee, which is like after 12 months, if you're not happy and you turn up to the podcast, to the four podcast meetings a month, and you pay on time and you're still not happy, I'll refund the money. Or the other concern people might have is, well, I don't believe people turn up. I was like, okay, we'll only pay for the ones that turn up. And then the other thing is like, oh, but what if I can't sell to the podcast guests? Well, that's why I got to handle the back end of it to make sure that the content is going to provide leads as well. So we pretty much solved every problem along the way. And then I recognized that I need to free myself up from video editing because I'm still trying to help that first client. And that takes me too long and I'm not the best person for the job. So they always tell me, you're like, okay, with a new business, you got to try and replace yourself and only do things you enjoy and that what you're good at. But I couldn't really afford it because I've got a loan that I'm living off. I've got recurring revenue, but I'm still losing about $200 a month. So what could I do? So I was having a chat to a bloke and they were saying, oh, we use Fiverr. I was like, yeah, but if I use Fiverr or Upwork, they already have an expectation of what their work is worth. So I was like, well, what's another way I could do that? So I got on Sales Navigator, which is LinkedIn, and I searched for the countries through Fiverr of what country had the most amount of video editors, which is India and Pakistan, and what sort of countries have a bit of disparity in terms of income. So that if I pay them something that's affordable for me, it will be life-changing for them. So I reached out and I looked for YouTube editors and video editors, and I found this guy, and he's fucking amazing. He grew a YouTube channel from zero to 200 odd thousand. And he's like hustling and he's making videos for me now. So I essentially reached out to him, say, hey, bro, have you ever worked with an overseas client? And then we had a Zoom meeting, and then I asked him what's important in life and what he wants. And it really was just like, how can I be of service to him? And I said, look, this is the financial situation. I might not be able to pay you. The business might fail at some point. So I'm going to pay you. So he's still part-time. He's studying as a graphic designer. He's also a video editor. Really, really talented person, and got good values. And that's the most important thing to me from what I can gather so far. So then now it's just, okay, how do I handle, you know, supporting a staff in a different time bracket and then making sure that I can pay them consistently? So now I finally got my ducks in a row. And then the other challenge was, how can I create podcasts more effectively? Because essentially that's going to be the offering, is I invite people on, I add value. If they're the sort of person that feels as though their marketing strategy is lacking, because a lot of people's do, and most professional services marketing sucks, I know for a fact. And then I can just start interviewing, doing live, and then building a relationship with people that are listening right now. So that's the plan, team. That's what's going on with Toe Talker Media. And I'm sorry for not posting on the podcast as much as I should have, because I was focusing on not smashing other plates, but that's what's been going on. So now we're going to go live with guests moving forward if this didn't break. And you'll be able to ask questions in the chat, and then we'll be switching between them and me so you don't get bored using the camera. So thanks for listening, team. And that's all from me.